Off the Groove with Scotty Dubler.
It's Friday, April 19th, 2024. Episode 263 is here. Thank you, Haley, for that introduction. I hope everybody enjoyed last week's podcast with Doug Lawrence. It was a hard one for me, but I am figuring things out. I'm still going back and forth with the folks at Riverside, and they're saying it might be my computer. So we will work on that and continue to work on that. But I didn't want to put a podcast out this week until I had all the information that I needed. I'm going to talk about the premiere of Angels of Dirt. I went and saw the second premiere last night up in Milwaukee. I'm going to talk about that here in just a little bit. I've got a lot of results to get into. I didn't want to interrupt or, you know, disrupt the flow of last week's podcast with the interview with Doug Lawrence. I didn't want to, you know, talk about other races. I just want to talk about Dougie Fresh and his race battle at the border coming up on June 1st. So I hope everybody enjoyed that one. It was my first one to do by myself, and I've got many more to come. So I hope everybody liked that one last week. Let's get into what I've seen so far on the interwebs and what's going on. I did see that DG79, Dalton Gauthier, is going to make the West Coast trip, going to go to California. So I think that's awesome. I think, you know, the short tracks are definitely probably his forte. He's really good on every type of racetrack. But, you know, with money situation being tight, you know, you got to pick and choose, you know, sometimes of which races to go to. And he's doing good in the points right now. He won the Al-Am Dallas Honda Challenge race at Sonoy the last round. He always goes good at Texas half mile. He'll do very well at Ventura. He's probably going to be one of my top picks to win Ventura. But then, you know, you also got to think about Chico. And then if you go to Chico, there's two races the night before. There's one at Lodi, and I heard there's another one in Chico somewhere. I don't have much information on that one. I'm doing the race at Lodi, which always has a big purse. So, you know, a lot of the fast guys will be at that race, but there's other places to pick up money on those trips. So I think it's a good move for Dalton Gauthier. And, you know, if he keeps doing well, you know, maybe he'll still be in the championship hunt. He can keep going to all the races. So I did see that on Instagram. So I hope he does well in the next couple of rounds, and I hope he can make every single race. Applications for the Ryan Varnes 68 Memorial Scholarship are closing April the 30th. So if you're going to apply for that, you got to do so pretty quickly. It is open to current AFT racers and or the Royal Enfield Build Train racers. The scholarship will be awarded on this criteria: your GPA for the 23-24 school year. You must have the current AFT license, or you must be a Royal Enfield Build Train race racer. And you must be accepted into an educational institute for the 23-24 school year. And you must have some community involvement, like extracurricular activities outside of school. For more information on that, or to get signed up for the Ryan Varnes Memorial Scholarship, rv68foundation.org. I actually waited to record this one until Friday morning. Usually I record these earlier in the week and just release them, you know, to the patrons, get them on Thursday night, but everybody gets it on Friday, you know, usually Friday morning, Friday around noon. But last night was the second movie premiere for Angels of Dirt, and I had a great evening. Me and Michelle left her house, drove up to Milwaukee, and we met Slow and Loose and had dinner at a restaurant called Vagabond, and I highly recommend it. It was kind of like a street taco place, but the atmosphere was really cool, and it was just a lot of fun. And then we headed on over to the movie theater. And after the movie, I had a chance to interview Slo and Burt Sumner. Let's hear what they have to say.
Way too much time to do, Burt.
Standing here with Slo in the movie theater where you grew up coming to. We just watched Angels of Dirt. What do you think?
Well, I thought it was a pretty fantastic movie. Sad ending, but all the bits before that put a big smile on my face.
I saw young Slo. I didn't know you've been around this sport that long.
Well, I've never always been this old. So, yeah, I was younger at one point.
Do you have a favorite part of the movie?
I like seeing the scenes at Springfield because I was there for a lot of that stuff. And I feel the same way about that place as Charlotte does, so... Yeah.
It's a very, very special place to me, too.
Yeah, it's hallowed ground there, yeah, for sure.
That was Slo. Stepping over here to my right, we got Burt Sumner. Burt, I saw some young pictures of Burt Sumner in the movie, too. Again, this historic theater, watching the premiere of Angels of Dirt. What's your first thoughts?
It's very well done. It does have very much of a On Any Sunday feel, like you and I were talking about. I know that when she started the movie, it was going to be about flat track in general, and I was pleased to see that she didn't deviate from that. It kind of actually expands into even more than just flat track and just Charlotte. It covers the RGN series and the road race series, and talks to other people doing motocross and road racing and stuff. And you know, it's pretty well done. I was very pleasantly surprised at what you came up with.
Very touching movie, but awesome at the same time.
Yeah, it's a touchy subject, you know, and I think three of the last six flat trackers that have passed away all came from Wisconsin, first with my brother and then Alec Muth and then Charlotte, or those two reverse, one of the two. But that's just the give and take of the sport. There's good things about it and there's bad things about it, but sometimes people that reach the highest highs also don't get to stay around very long. But
and like the movie says, your parents go right back to the racetrack 2 weeks later. You're still involved in promoting races. I'm still involved because I get to announce races. Mm-hmm. I think we're lucky guys.
Absolutely. I mean, if we didn't have a passion for it, we wouldn't be here. And you've lost your cousin, so you've been through this as well. That I remember that as well. And yeah, 2 weeks after Jimmy passed, I was running my second Dairyland Classic, and there was never any thought of us canceling it. It was, we had agreed we were going to do it, and Jimmy would have wanted us to do it even if he wasn't there. And 24 years later, I'm still doing it.
Bert Sumner, Slow, had a great time here a Thursday night in Milwaukee. I think the film turned out awesome. I want to say thanks to Wendy for getting us tickets to get in there. I did meet a few other people in the racing world that I didn't really know for sure, like Thomas Baker. And I sat with Bert Sumner on my right. My girlfriend was on my left, Slow, and his girl Luce were right there too. So we had a great night. And then we hung around and they did a Q&A. She said May 1st she's going to be announcing where more places to see the film will be announced. So angelsofdirt.com, we appreciate, and she, I know she appreciates everybody. It's about flat track. It's about Charlotte Kanes. It's about her life. And, you know, it teaches you about other forms of motorsports too, but it's mostly about flat track. And a lot of it was filmed in Wisconsin. She does have some footage from American Flat Track and actually some footage from On Any Sunday too. And I'm not going to give anything else away, but I highly recommend checking it out. Well, there are a lot of results to catch up on. Let's talk about the Grand National Hooligan Championship. Round two in the South Division was at Snake Hill Speedway down in Alabama. It was Billy Gruhl. Actually, Billy used to come on the circuit quite a bit. He helped a few different people back in the day. He took the win. Adam Holmes was second. Chris Boone, my old buddy, was third. And Taylor Knapp was fourth. And Bubba Boswells from Boswells Harley-Davidson was fifth. Let's switch gears. Let's go over the pond. DTRA season opener at Northside Speedway last weekend. I only have two classes to talk about. The pro class, Tim Neave took the win. Gerard Bayo was second and Jack Bell was third. Gary Birtwistle, who comes over here and races in the States a little bit, he was fourth. And Eric Reverte was fifth. And in that hooligan class, Jack Bell was the winner. Sky Adams was second. And my man, James O'Hara, on possibly one of my old motorcycles that I used to race, was third in that hooligan class. It's an 883 Harley-Davidson. I'll get into that story another time because we have so many results here to get into. The first one I'm going to talk about was actually a week and a half, actually almost 2 weeks ago now, but the results for the RVA race in Saluda, Virginia. It's the Eddie Boomhauer Memorial. I heard that Sammy was there, and he said it was really chilly, but he said a lot of fast racers, and he said the track was awesome, and which made for some awesome racing. So the one result that you're not going to hear is Walker Porter, and he, you know, is from the Alabama, so he's from the East Coast. I heard he had a brand new bike there, and unfortunately it let go early on in the day, so you won't hear his name. But that opens up the door for several other people. So I've got a lot of results. I'm not going to go into every single class, but the big winner was Aiden Rusevans. He won both Dash for Cash races. He also goes out there and wins the Open Pro class. There was 19 riders in the main event. Aiden Rusevans, number 26, was your winner. Trent Lowe was second. Evan Renshaw, third. Brayden Fanders, fourth. Dalton Gauthier, fifth. Jared Lowe, sixth. Morgan Mishler back there in seventh. Logan Eisenhardt, Brandon Price, and Declan Bender. So that is a stacked field right there alone. That's just like a Grand National. You know, those are some heavy hitters right there, just like any riders you might see at an AFT race. 450 Pro class. 16 riders were in the main event. Aiden Ruse Evans would complete the clean sweep, both dashes, both pro main events, and he took home all the cash. Trent Lowe was second, Dalton Gauthier third, Jared Lowe fourth, Braden Fanders fifth, Trevor Bruner back there in sixth, Evan Renshaw seventh, Cam Smith eighth, Declan Bender ninth, and Logan Eisenhardt rounding out your top 10. Some other classes that ran, but I'm not going to have results for the 50cc class, the Mad Dog class, 65cc class, and 85cc class. Those were kind of some smaller classes, but we'll talk about the big boys out there. 450 amateur class, there was 14 riders in the main event. What I liked about this one was there's riders from all across the country. Skylar Sintel from Michigan took the win. Aiden Johnson from Pennsylvania was second. Cody Mishy from Ohio was third. Brandon Ramsell from Maryland was fourth. And Seth Bindle was fifth, and he's from Ohio. So I like that, you know, those front runners, you know, the top five are from four different states. There were six riders in the 50-plus class. Super Dave Kilkenny took the win. Chad Mason was second. Kenneth Steve was third. The 30-plus class had seven bikes. It was Rick Winsett, the former Daytona Short Track winner, with the win. Derek Hirsch was second. Brian Buono was third. 250 amateur class, seven bikes made the main. Adam Costin was your winner. Cody Mishy was second. The Flying Flea, Brody Hansen, that is Kenny Coolbeth's nephew, he was third. Vintage Lightweight, so that's the smaller bikes. I believe it's like 360 cc's or smaller. There were six bikes in the main. Charlie Roberts was the winner. Mike Halsey was second. Steve Stanton was third. Open amateur class, this was a big one. 18 riders were in the main event. Skylar Sintel picks up another win. Aiden Johnson second. Brandon Ramsell was third. Seth Bindle was fourth in front of his twin brother Levi Bindle, who was fifth. The Vintage Heavyweight, the big heavy iron class. John Payro was your winner. Darren LePage was second, and Jason Bennett was third. In the hooligan class, it was Sean Bear with the win. I believe he was on his BMW. Robert Lewis, who I used to race against, was second. Jonathan Conaby was third. That's KTM Johnny, I believe. Darren LePage was fourth, and Dave Kilkenny, who crashed early in this one. They said his brakes were fading, but they said he was flying. Actually passed Sean Bear early on in the main event before going down, but they said he was losing his brakes, and the bike went end over end. The tailpipe was completely filled with that red Virginia clay, and he would still end up with the fifth place out of the main event in the hooligan class. Let's switch gears. RPM Champagne, again, this is about 2 weeks ago. Some classes I'm not going to talk about are the Mad Dog class, 65cc, lightweight, and heavyweight vintage class. Those classes were kind of light. I'll talk about the big classes. Pro Outlaw Open Singles, Chase Sadoff with the win. Colby Carlisle was second. Andrew the Butcher Reichert was third. Aiden Brown was fourth. And Michael Hill, the Missile, was fifth. 85cc class, Jackson Settle taking the win over Beckham Daniels, Dallas Daniels' little brother. Wesley Settle was third. Brentley Kreminger was fourth. And Cash Carter, which is Darren Carter's son, he was fifth. Open amateur class, 16 of them in the main event. Trevor Martin taking the win. Caleb Martin was second. Andrew Reichert was third. Luke Wilhelm was fourth. And Caden Cox rounding out your top five. In the 30-plus class, there were 12 entries. John Poorman taking the win. Dustin Brown was second. Rick Kent was third. Blake Svensson, that's Blazin' Blake, who we see at the ice races, he was fourth. And Caleb Fritz on that Suzuki was fifth. In the 50-plus class, seven bikes made the main. Daniel Peterson, I believe that's the Minnesota rider we saw earlier this year down in Louisiana. He was the winner. Dallas Mayer was second. Keith Bolas was third. 250 amateur class, seven bikes in the main event in this one as well. Braxton Reagan taking the win. It's good to see Braxton moving up, you know, getting onto the bigger bikes. You know, you have to be 12 years old or older to ride a 250. So Braxton Reagan was the winner. Jackson Settle also moving up to the 250 class, and Monty Pedre was third. In the 60-plus class, only five bikes in the main. Jerome Wells was the winner, Daniel Peterson second, and Dallas Mayer third. 450 amateur class, 16 of them in the main event. Zach Wilhelm the winner. Luke Wilson, that's Lucas Wilson, was second. Caden Cox third. Dalton Dent, not familiar with that name, he was fourth. And Colton Grove was fifth. The Pro Outlaw Open class, which is twins and singles racing against each other, there were seven of them in the main. Only three end up starting the main, though. Chase Sadoff was the winner. Colby Carlisle was second. And Caleb Martin was third. Well, we're already caught up to last weekend. Now we'll talk about the RPM race in Lima last weekend. They said it was a bit chilly out there as well, but it's still early in the year. So, You know, sometimes you just have to take a racetrack when you can get a racetrack and put on a race when there's not another race going on. So sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's extremely hot, but you know, when the track's available, sometimes you just have to take it. Some of the classes I won't talk about: 50cc, Mad Dog, 60 plus class, lightweight, vintage class. But the bigger classes, 18 riders in the Pro Outlaw Open singles class. Chase Sadoff, they said that he was going around the track at Lima and not even letting off. He took the win. Trevor Bruner was second. Dominic Bolak from Canada was third. Dave Pouliot was fourth. And Colby Giomery was fifth. And, you know, a couple Canadians come down to Lima because it's not that far away from, you know, where they live up in Canada. And they always go good on the cushion. So it's good to see them. 85cc class. 13 riders in the 85cc class. A couple years ago, that was my favorite class, especially down in Florida at the AMA amateur races down there in Florida. And then also at the Dirt Track Grand Championships in DuCoin. The 85cc class was always really good. And it looks like they had a big class down there at Lima last weekend with 13 of them in the main. Deegan Lickfeldt was the winner. Jackson Settle was second. Logan Higgins third. Ryan Green fourth. And Beckham Daniels rounds out your top five. Pro Outlaw Twins class, seven of them making the main. Cam Smith on the Ryan Varnes Racing Schaefer's Motorsports KTM was the winner. Trevor Bruner second. Max Whale was third. Declan Bender fourth. Lakota Leedy was fifth. And Dallas Daniels was there, ran practice, ran the heat race, but didn't stick around and race the main event. So he was on the sheet, but did not race that one. Probably just getting in some testing before we go to Lima in June. The last weekend of June is always the Ohio National. Heavyweight vintage, 13 bikes in this one. Dave Tayo from Michigan was the winner. Matt Young was second. Kirk Jeffries was third. Brian Moore fourth. And Bruce Durfee, I believe is how you say it, he was fifth. 250 class, Carson Wilson was the winner. Cody Mishy was second. Evan Myers was third. 65cc class, Wesley Settle taking the win. Cash Carter second. Odin Music up here on the 65s. Good to see Odin moving on up. He was a dominant rider on the 50cc class, so he'll start getting more and more comfortable in the 65s. I expect him to start winning some races here real soon. In the 50 plus class, it was Doug Davis, who always goes so good on the cushion tracks. He used to be national number 17. He took the win. Mike Ashton was second, and Danny Kelch comes on down here, rides his XR750, and takes a third place in the 50 plus class. Open amateurs, there are 14 bikes in the main event. Cody Mishy with a win. Loak Nadeau from Canada was second. Matteo Racine, also from Canada, was third. Johnny Bova was fourth. And Jordan Bolak was fifth. So three Canadians out of the top five in the open amateur class. In the 450 amateur class, it was Loak Nadeau taking the win. Cody Mishy second. Skylar Sintel third. Carson Green fourth. And Lakota Leedy was fifth. In that 450 amateur class, there were 16 bikes. The 30 plus class, 14 bikes in the main event. Austin Connett was the winner. Crazy Couric, that's what I saw on the sheet. I don't know that name at all. Crazy Couric was second. Brian Moore was third. Kirk Jeffries was fourth. And Jack Wilson was fifth. The last class in the RPM race at Lima was the Pro Outlaw Twin. Pro Outlaw Open class, which is twins versus singles. 14 of them in the main event. Chase Sadoff taking the win, so it sounds like he was pretty much undefeated at Lima in the main events. Trevor Bruner was second. Dominic Bolak was third. Maxwell was fourth. And Dave Pouliot was fifth. Man, there's a lot of races going on this weekend. Don't forget, next weekend, Texas Motor Speedway is a big weekend. There's a lot going on down there at Texas Motor Speedway. If you're going down and you need some general admission tickets, get online right away as soon as you can. Use the ticket code SCOTTIE, S-C-O-T-T-I-E, and save $5 off every general admission ticket. I'm just trying to do my best to help out, and I think it's pretty cool of AFT to give me a code for people to use. You learned about it right here on the podcast. I've also been texting some of my friends, letting them know what's going on and how to save some money when you go down to an AFT events race. So that's going on next weekend, but there is a lot going on this weekend. Tonight out in Oregon is the One Moto Show. It's right up there near Portland, and they have Flat Out Friday tonight. That'll be an indoor race. Also going on this weekend, Spokane, Washington, their season opener is going on tomorrow night. AMA District 16 and District 23. They're going in conjunction for this one. It's right there at the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. It's the season opener dual meet at the Cedar Lake Arena, which is, we actually had an AFT race at the Cedar Lake Short Track right outside the arena before, but it's in New Richmond, Wisconsin. It's going to have a lot of bikes out there. It's a three-day event. They're actually practicing tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, on 420 and 421, there are races again. It's an AMA District 16 and District 23, which is Wisconsin and Minnesota. It's a dual event, so check that out. That's going on this weekend. Also this weekend, tomorrow during the daytime, is Lebanon, Ohio. And from what I've been told from Big Hump Daddy, it's one of the nicest half miles in the country. I've never been there. Sammy Sabedra's been there. He said it's pretty awesome. But Lebanon, Ohio, it's going on tomorrow. A nice race. They said it could probably hold a Grand National if they could just find the seating. So I don't know if AFT's even looked at this racetrack, but it would be pretty cool to add that one to the schedule. Some upcoming races after that, of course, on the 4th of May, Hastings, Michigan. That's an RPM race. The next weekend, they've got Midland, Michigan. So that's going on for RPM. And then when we head out west after Texas, the night before Silver Dollar is at the Lodi Cycle Bowl, a $10,000 purse. That is going on May the 3rd. And then, of course, the AFT races are out there. Silver Dollar at Chico is on May the 4th. And then also at Lodi, May 17th, 18th, and 19th is the AMA West Coast Triple Crown. So there are so many races going on. I'm just trying to, you know, give you guys some options of things to do. But support your local racetrack as well as going to the AFT races. You know, I mean, a lot of these riders kind of pick and choose where they race, and I get it. I don't necessarily understand it. I know when I was racing, we tried to race as much as we could to get as good as we can, you know, and I don't know if Brian Smith changed the way that some of these riders look at things, because, you know, when Brian Smith got, you know, to be a factory Harley rider, or even when he wasn't a factory Harley rider, he would kind of just only race the AFT races. And I guess when you get to that point of your career, and that's kind of what Jared Meese is doing right now too, but, you know, I remember when I first started announcing, going to all the Steve Nace races, and you would have a stacked main event. Most of the time it was Jared Meese and Sammy Halbert going at it, the Slammer and the Jammer going at it every single weekend. But anyways, I'm just hoping to see more racers at more of these races. There's a lot of different options out there right now, which I think is awesome. You know, we have so many more races. I've got a lot of races in my notes that I'm possibly going to. I'll talk about those more as we start getting closer to them. But, you know, I want to see bigger fields at some of these races. It sounds like we had really good turnouts out there at RVA. Great turnouts at Lima, Ohio. Great turnouts also at Champaign, Illinois for RPM. So I think the riders are finally showing up. I'd love to see a lot more pro riders going to some more of these races, but, you know, at least there's some races out there to go to. Well, that's it, everybody. I hope you guys liked, you know, a little bit of feedback from the Angels of the Dirt movie. I hope you enjoyed all the race results from the past couple of weekends. And there's a lot of racing going on this weekend, so I hope I'll have some more race results. Try to figure out who I'm going to have on as a guest for next week. And there's just a lot going on in the world of flat track. I'm ready to get back to AFT races down in Texas. That's coming up next weekend. And I'm really looking forward to it. A lot of my family gets to go down there because a lot of my dad's side of the family, my dad's sisters and their kids and grandkids all live down there in the, you know, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So a lot of them get to go. And, you know, sometimes my daughter Haley goes to the races. And you know, my dad and stepmom usually go as well. So it'll be a fun weekend. Texas is always a lot of fun. I hope everybody has a great weekend and enjoy some good racing somewhere. Go find a race and go to it. I challenge you to do that this weekend. Anyways, thanks a lot to all my listeners. You guys make the world go round. Thank you to the patrons who support the podcast. Thank you to Jim and Pat. Thanks to Tim at Pro Plates. Thank you to Access Media. And thanks to Tommy Duma at TDFJ. That's it this week. We'll talk to you next time right here on Off the Groove.